Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 299, but a very special episode because it's our wedding anniversary episode, Don.
And just for those of you wondering out there, yes, we even record on our wedding anniversary.
We've recorded on Christmas. We've recorded from San Diego, nonetheless.
We don't know how to take a day off, do we?
We just love the creek.
Well, if a day off happens on I can't even say it because I'm laughing inside. Sorry. If a day off happens on Sunday, our motto is screw it.
Well, I'd like to think it's a little nicer than that. You always say Creekside is a mindset, so we like to return and refresh ourselves.
Is that what
weekly?
It is?
Yes, it is.
It's 39 years of wedded bliss, right?
Oh yes. We just talked about that's the politically correct version. Anybody that's been married to anybody for 39 years knows there have been ups and downs, goods and bads, challenges, but you overcome it together.
And saying that it's all been happy is just a bold-faced lie.
Well, yeah, and so we're not saying it. But we come out ahead. We come out together. And, you know, life is, like I said to you earlier, I've been Jan. Life is long pause. What is life? No, like I said to you earlier, I've been Jan Stover longer than I was Jan Jones. Now, I bring Jan Jones along with me for the ride, the whole trip. But it is interesting that we've been together married longer than we've lived life separately for quite some time because we were married in our 20s. So,
So by the time we hit our 40s, we were done for.
Oh, I was going to say we were in our prime, but I'm going to claim prime now.
Okay, that'll work. It is.
It's our show. We can claim
it's our show. We can any thing we want, right?
Yeah, and we did want to reminisce. We put some photographs up on Facebook. We got married in the park.
A park. You know the name of the park?
You know, I don't anymore. And I'm not even sure if that park at the time had a name. As I recall, we said it was on the corner of Fillmore and something streets. So I know Vandalia has named all their parks within their park system currently, but I don't know if it had a name.
Lions Park?
No. We always called it the park with the tree over the creek. Because when I was little, we went there and played. Not you and I didn't know you then.
No.
But there was a tree that had fallen over the creek, and they just left it because it was a wonderful bridge.
It's a great big tree in order for that to
It was. We climbed on it. We fished for crawdads on that. We did all kinds of stuff growing up. So I've got lots of memories in that park.
Then here came the atrazine. The crawdads took off and ran.
Wow, way to blow a wonderful memory there, Don. Yeah, atrazine in our water is not a good thing. And if you're not familiar with that, folks, Google that sucker and it won't be pleasant.
And then there's herbicides and everything else that run livestock or run the risk of a crawdad with three arms.
But at the time, I'm going to say we didn't see any of those at the wedding. And Dad walked me across, and eventually there was a bridge there. Dad didn't have to walk me.
He didn't walk you across the tree.
No. That would have been interesting in a wedding dress and him all dressed up. But anyway, walked across and got married. And I remember, we probably talked about this before on the podcast, but we had all said, you know, October outdoors is maybe not the smartest move we could have made, but we were determined we were going to have a unique wedding.
It was unique. It was hot.
It was so hot.
And we had selected a nice wool suit for me.
Three pieces, nonetheless. Vest and all. And we said, everybody pray that the weather is warm.
Back when I could fit in a vest.
Oh, you could now. We just have to get a larger size.
Vests are out. Let it out in the right places.
But what I was going to say, so we all prayed. and in the process overdid ourselves, or
they got a message up to heaven and said, turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat. And so they did.
Getting married.
Yeah.
Let's make that sucker sweat.
So, well, you said you were a little nervous. You were probably sweating in your own right, Don.
Sure I was. I was a baby.
I know. I was not worried at all.
You miss confidence.
We decided it made sense to me. We were taking our vows and we were headed on our way after. Well, let me get back to the heat because I did want to say this. We always thought this was so funny. Everything was hot. So the punch was hot and the ice ring melted because it was so hot. And inside the ice ring, according to the fall color scheme, there were leaves in there and they melted and the leaves didn't melt. The ice ring melted. Floated around in our punch.
And I looked at you and I said, can you explain to me why there are leaves floating in the punch?
And of course I could, but that you knew, you should have known at that point in time you were in for more than you bargained for, Don. She's got leaves floating in the punch. What significance is this?
Well, at least they were washed before you froze them.
You know, I don't even think they were real leaves. I think they were silk.
You've blown that for 39 years. I thought they were real leaves.
Yes, they were. How's that? Anyway, so we got married in the park, in the heat, in October, and then headed to Brown County. Oh, and I did want to say, too.
borrowed your dad's car, didn't we?
We did. And before we left, we did have cake. And I remember Ethel Augenstein in Vandalia baked everybody's cakes for their wedding. She did birthday cakes and all kinds of things. But I remember someone had interviewed her several years after you and I had gotten married, and she was talking about the largest wedding cake she'd ever made and the one that fed the most people and all this kind of things. And she said, and the strangest cake I ever made was for Jan Jones and Don Stover. And because we had a spice cake. Mom and Dad owned the Sunshine House Natural Food Store before Jeff and Deb bought it. And so we picked that spice cake mix.
Because you did not want a traditional wedding cake.
No, and I wanted it all natural. So all the ingredients was whole grain. And, you know, you looked at me and this shows you how little either you resisted my suggestions or how little we knew each other at the time. But I had cream cheese.
Some from column A, some from column B.
Because we'd only dated 3 months before you asked me to marry you.
Yeah, I knew. I knew I was in for something.
But anyway.
But a bump.
So you looked down at me later and you said, you know, I really don't like cream cheese icing. And that was all over the cake. We scooted it off when you ate the innards.
I've grown into it. Well, I love cream cheese icing.
I'll tell you what we can do. At our 40th wedding anniversary, we'll
redupe it?
We'll duplicate the cake we had. And you can just eat that cream cheese icing with great gusto.
Well, you know, I like it now.
Okay.
It's the...
I started you off on the right direction.
You did. It's the stuff that you put in cannelloni. That's really good. I like it.
It is. You sweeten it up some for the cake.
Well, but yeah.
It's the same base, I suppose.
Well, there's an Italian pastry that is like a cream horn that's got a cream cheese filling in it that's to die for. And it's sweet and it's
right.
Really, really good.
Right.
I want some right now.
Okay. Well, sorry. We'll see if we can find that on our trip over, folks. We are going back to Brown County, Indiana, where we went on our 39th wedding anniversary. on our honeymoon. This is our 39th wedding anniversary. We're going on, we went on our honeymoon, and it was a dreary weekend. That not dreary in our hearts and spirits, Don, because we were full of joy.
Do you hear the shovel in the background?
The weather was rainy. Yes. That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
So all of our honeymoon pictures are gray, are grayish.
It works.
But our love shone through.
Yes. I don't know how it was. I don't know how it was so hot and so sticky and. So
it
windy
switched.
All at the same time. It just did all kinds of crazy weather. But
that's
what happens, though, in October is crazy weather. That's why they do it inside.
They do it. They do it inside. We do it outside. And the pictures of us in most of our in our wedding album, most of our hair is off to the side. I had ruffles on my dress, and they're like windswept away. So some of the pictures aren't too attractive because they're, you know, everything's in motion. there was one picture. In fact, this is interesting, or at least I find it interesting. We had always said that Grandma was going to dance at my wedding. And Grandma, Mom's mom was alive and came to the wedding, of course. But we left and headed out to Brown County right after the wedding. And so we didn't get some pictures that we wanted. So I don't know what, a month later, we got all dressed up again, went back out to the park, took pictures with Grandma, and you were dancing with Grandma at mm-hmm, our wedding. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a lot of different photographs. And it was not near windy that day. So those are the ones maybe we should pull out and use and say, here, this is what happened on our wedding.
We recreate things like that all the time, mm-hmm. don't we?
We do.
Do-over.
Mm-hmm. We don't like the way something... We've got the real pictures from the windiness. Uh-huh. And then we've got the afterthought pictures.
Yeah. that was fun. And, you know, there's an afterthought, too. My brothers and I were there. My brother Danny was best man. Mm-hmm. And my brother David came down from Springfield along with Janet. And Mom and Dad were there, and, you know, the rest of my family, and everybody in the rest of my family is going, where's the beer truck?
Yeah. And when I said punch, we had apple cider, but no hard to it. It was not hard apple cider. There was no alcohol, and I think it's probably the first, Stover wedding without alcohol?
Ever.
Another first. Another reason you probably wondered what you were getting into, Don.
But I can tell you, they had, it wasn't necessary to have it at the wedding. I mean, there was plenty of beer flowing there the night before at the
rehearsal dinner.
And yeah, they were okay.
Everyone coped.
Yeah, it was coping. Yeah. It was copable. And it was a Sunday, and they had to drive 40 miles home. They didn't need that.
Did we get married on a Sunday?
It was a day. Yes, it was.
It was a day.
I don't remember. It was a Sunday.
Oh, this is silly.
No, it was a Saturday.
I was going to say, yeah. It was a Saturday, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We just decided heavy. The me of we decided that there was no need for alcohol at the wedding.
And the new of me said, I'm not going to fight that one.
That's right. You've had enough between now and then and now to make up for it. I'm not going to worry about you. Yeah, it's a good thing your son decided to become a brewmaster. That helped you with my desire to taste more alcohol. Gaby's making it. It has to be good.
Yeah. So now you like stouts and mm-hmm. IPAs and... I still like the working man's stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I like the stouts and the IPAs too.
And speaking of that, when we go to Brown County in a few minutes, when we're done with our podcast, we're going to zoom to Brown County. They've got two new breweries over there and one new distillery. So there will be a lot of tasty things. And then what really motivated us to go, we had talked about going to Brown County. And then, you know, life gets busy and you think, well, we can just take a day and go somewhere in Southern Illinois. We don't have time. But we found out the Nashville House in Nashville, Indiana, which is like the focus of Brown County. That restaurant, after 90 plus years, is closing on the 28th of October. And we've never not eaten there when we've been at Brown County. You and I and Mom and Dad and the kids and my brother Jeff, and that's a staple of any trip to Brown County.
Well, let me give you the perspective that other folks might understand from my point of view. Whenever you said that that Nashville House was closing, we had not yet decided that we were going to go to Nashville, Indiana. And when you said that the Nashville House was closing, I knew the decision had already been made.
That's right. And again, you did not put up a fight with that. You didn't fight me back on the no alcohol for our wedding. And you didn't fight me on we're going to Brown County for our anniversary. And there's been I don't want to mislead anybody. You have fought me plenty throughout the years on other things.
I've dug my heels in before.
You have. But anyway, it worked.
And usually it winds up me falling on my butt, but that's a different story.
Maybe too. I give you a little push sometimes, Don. So regardless, that decision, and it was made for me in my mind. I mean, I just couldn't not go there.
Me too. I wouldn't pass that up for anything right. in the world. You know, like whenever we were in San Diego with the kids and Albies steakhouse in San Diego was going out of business, and we had the opportunity to be in there on the last night that they were ever serving steak in that particular location.
And it was like a landmark of San Diego.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had history that did not, that could not be even thought about, you know, from everything from, oh, movie stars to, mm-hmm. to political celebrities. They were all at Albee's Beef. And Albee's Beef Inn—that mm-hmm. was the name of the place—and my goodness, it was a packed house. And thank goodness we had connections.
We did.
We happened to have very good connections. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yes, Zach's business partner worked out good.
It was a great connection.
Yes.
Anyhow, we walked right in.
He was in the know, and we sat down and enjoyed a wonderful dinner. And the whole experience was celebratory mixed with sadness.
Sure.
Because there were a lot of people there that had eaten there for, you know, generations, their
Ever.
Families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not unsimilar that we will experience things going on at the Nashville House as it winds down. A lot of it was, it's not just locals, it's tourists, but October is the busy month in Brown County because of the gorgeous hills and leaves and color, and that's why the artist colony settled there. The landscape was beautiful to paint, and so we're going to go and experience that whole thing, and for the next couple of days just get away and reminisce about all the wonderful times we had there, even with our kids. We drug them along, and I can still see Zach before Gabe was born. We'd take Zach's little tricycle, and he would ride that sucker all over downtown Nashville, Indiana.
No kidding. That was fun. Yeah, we just told everybody on the planet that our house is available to rob and do anything you want to.
I know
you. But let me tell you this. We also have our attack cat in place, and we have our alarm turned on, and we have our next-door neighbors that are watching it with their shotgun. So.
Well, absolutely. I mean, all the neighborhood is very aware of each other, and that's always nice.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, we're going to have a good time, whether we like it or not.
I think I'm going to like it. I'm voting to like it. And I'm guessing that at Nashville House, I'm not guessing this part. I know this Nashville House has an old country store. So I'm guessing things will be purchased there for Christmas.
If they have not been cleaned out.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of. At least we're getting there a week before their closing date. So maybe there'll still be something there to purchase.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have cut our way through the clamor.
They have the world's famous apple butter, homemade apple butter, slathered and dunked with their fritters.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not fritters. They're fried biscuits.
Fried biscuits.
Yeah.
Been too long since I've been there. I don't even know what I call them. I just know I'm going to eat them. I'm going to order several orders. In fact, my brother Jeff said,
take home a sack. we'll do a take home a sack.
Yeah. He said, how many can you freeze? Bring those suckers home. So we're in for a couple of days of new experiences, reminiscing about old experiences, seeing the place with new eyes, and also remembering whence we came from times gone by.
Yeah, maybe Mrs. Coons is gone, but the smokehouse is supposedly still there.
Right.
Mrs. Coon had a little family.
The Village Motel.
Village. They were just little
cottages.
Bungalows, mm-hmm. little tiny cottages that mm-hmm. Were cool. And there was one that was a smokehouse that they moved in there years ago and threw a bedroom in it and a bathroom, and wham.
And that place was so popular because it was right downtown. You could walk to everything from there. But you'd have to ask, if you went one October, you have to, you know, make reservations for the next October before you left, or you just couldn't get them. And I remembered when we went there for our anniversary, Mom and Dad, not our anniversary, our wedding, our honeymoon, Mom and Dad had reservations and gave them to us as part of our wedding gift.
Otherwise, we'd have been at the Abe Martin Lodge.
That wouldn't have been bad, but it was, I love that place too, but it wasn't like the Village Motel. So anyway, I think we're going to close
this
out.
Mm-hmm.
Head on out, because our goal was, you know, best laid plans of mice and men. We were going to do the podcast at 10 in the morning, leave at 11 o'clock, and we'd be on our way. And it is now, what, 12:30 or something, and we're still working on this.
Yeah, we're just going to chop her off here at about 20 minutes or so. That's not the end of the world.
I do want to say, be sure and tune in next week for the Beak 300th episode. We've got six people lined up to join us on the podcast. I'm just going to wait and let you see who they are.
Indeed. And not only do we need to remind people of this, this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine. Thank you for reading. Thank you for listening. And
visit our website, owlcreekgazette.com, and we will see you right here at the creek next week.
All righty. Y'all take care now.
Happy anniversary, Don.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, Jan.
Thanks. Night, bye-bye, folks.